This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, a fantastic Wednesday. We're going to make fun of Kathy Hochul and communists. We're going to talk about sending a fire to your house. We're going to talk about Democrats, their love of foreigners. I am concerned that I would have been a slave owner in the past. All that and so much more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. But let's talk about something wonderful. Kind of terrible, but wonderful at the same time. Communism always has an expiration date. No matter how powerful the communist country is, no matter how big of a military they have, no matter how vicious, murderous they are, there always seems to be an end date for communism. And the reason there is an end date for communism is people hate it. It doesn't work. It spreads misery around. And the regime implementing the communism will fade away for that reason. You can only make your people miserable for so long before your people will rise up and cast you off and choose a new form of government. This is true of kings. This is true of republics and democracies and communism. It's true of every kind of government out there. If your people are miserable and that misery goes on for long enough and gets bad enough, they will, in one way or another, choose for themselves a new form of government. Now, that's of little comfort to people who are currently suffering under that communism. For instance, I brought them up earlier, North Korea. Think about the poor people who live in North Korea today. The unimaginable suffering they go through. Tyranny, starvation, torture, murder, gulags. I've told you before stories that I've read about these people throwing themselves onto electric fences on purpose so they can cook to death and die. How miserable is your place? So when I tell those people, not that they're able to listen to the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show, but if I were to tell those people, oh, don't worry, it'll end one day because everyone's miserable, that's of little comfort, wouldn't you agree? Nevertheless, if we're going to be a 30,000-foot view type show, and if we're going to take a step back, we have to be honest. That's a good thing. Eventually, communism will end. It will. Now, we have this weird situation in the United States of America where we have areas of the country that are already in some form of soft communism. These are blue states run by Democrats because Democrats are communists. States like California, states like New York, they're communist states. And people are fleeing because we have a system in this country, by the grace of God, where you're allowed to move from place to place. They can't put up a fence and keep you in. You can throw your family in a minivan and you can drive across the country and go live wherever you want to live. Go find some work and move. That really dooms the American Democrat. It dooms the American communist, especially now because their party has no more guardrails. There used to be blue dog Democrats, more moderate Democrats who could kind of keep the animals at bay. Okay, we can do some left-wing things, but we're not going to go that far. Now that guy just gets primaried by some Che Guevara t-shirt wearing dork, and that guy's gone. Now there are no more guardrails, so even older, quote, moderate Democrats, they have to act like Che Guevara, otherwise they'll lose their seat in Congress or in the governor's mansion or somewhere else. There are no more brakes. The brake lines have been cut on the Democrat Party, and it's all gas, no brakes, baby. And it's wonderful watching it fail. I want you to listen to New York Governor Kathy Hochul. New York is hemorrhaging people. The people who can leave, the people who have options, work options, they have the money to move, things like that, they're gone. There have been times in New York where the moving companies were backed up. They're telling people, sorry, we're not going to be able to help you for some time. People are leaving. They're losing congressional seats. For Democrats, it's a total disaster. How big of a disaster? Well, listen to the governor of New York about how bad it is.
I need people who are high net worth to support the generous social programs that we want to have in our state. Right? Now, there are some patriotic millionaires who stepped up. Okay, cut me the checks. I mean, just if you want to be supportive, but maybe the first step should be go down to Palm Beach and see who you can bring back home, because our tax base has been eroded. So I philosophically don't have a problem. It is like I have to look at the fact that we are in competition with other states who have less of a tax burden on their corporations and their individuals. And I would say remote work changed everything.
Our tax burden has been eroded. That's just commie speak for people don't want to live under our horrible policies. And so the people who had the ability to do so, they left. And now we have these huge commie social programs. We don't have the money to fund those programs. And you need to be a patriot and bring your money back to New York so we can pillage it. I think it's fantastic. I'm a New York fan, as you know. I'm a California fan, believe it or not. I know all the problems. I would never live there, but California's paradise. I love New York. So it pains me to say I am going to take a perverse pleasure in the coming years in watching these states struggle with a budget that is overloaded with give-outs, handouts to every single welfare queen and foreigner that can, as fast as they can hand out the money, they hand out the money. And then to fund it, they jack the taxes up and the fees up and the taxes up and the fees up. And then that's more handouts and more handouts. Normal people, they can't afford these fees. They can't afford these things. So they pack it up and they move somewhere in red America. But California can't print money. New York can't print money. Eventually, you're looking at a budget and you can't make ends meet. You ever been there in your personal life? I have. Not a fun day. We owe this, and we don't have it. Not a fun day. What you're listening to is the beginning of a budget crisis of their own making.
I need people who are high net worth to support the generous social programs that we want to have in our state. Right? Now, there are some patriotic millionaires who stepped up. Okay. Cut me the checks. I mean, just if you want to be supportive, but maybe the first step should be go down to Palm Beach and see who you can bring back home, because our tax base has been eroded. So I philosophically don't have a problem. It is like I have to look at the fact that we are in competition with other states who have less of a tax burden on their corporations and their individuals. And I would say remote work changed everything.
I'm a big fan of motion lights. I was thinking about this earlier today. What, Chris? Here at the studio, we didn't install it or anything. It just came this way. Our kitchen, the little kitchen here, you walk in, the lights turn on. Now, I've gotten so used to it, I get aggravated when I walk into a dark room and I have to walk over to the light switch and turn it on. Why aren't all lights motion lights? What, Chris? What? Don't switch it to a regular light switch. I want the motion light, Chris. You know what I want? Because here's what I've discovered about myself. I have long lamented slavery. You know this. You know this. I've talked about it, about how slavery's just existed throughout all of mankind. And I can't believe it. I find it amazing that human beings throughout history have thought that it's just okay to own other human beings. This was a commonly held belief for really the entire history of the world outside of the last 150 years or so, maybe 200 years, when mankind started to say, maybe we shouldn't do that. Outside of that, human beings owned slaves, just bought slaves, didn't see anything wrong with owning another person. And I've always been mortified by that. I've never really understood it. And then I started to examine myself more. And I think, what, Chris, listen, I think maybe I have the mentality of a slave owner. I have a couple things leading me to that. First, it's the motion lights. I don't want to have to walk over and turn on the lights. I want something else to turn on the lights. Can't you get over there and turn on the lights for me in any room where I come in? Wouldn't that be nice? What, Chris? But that's not the only thing that leads me to believe I'm a potential slave owner. I'll get to that, the second thing, in a moment. Before I get to the second thing, let me get to this. Let's talk about American workers, American jobs. I had a chance to talk to someone at the Department of Justice today, and they are digging into some of the most disgusting cases you can imagine of American companies just hiring foreigners, only foreigners. They'll advertise jobs, foreigners only, not even for Americans. That's a disgrace. I prefer to do business with companies that prioritize hiring American citizens. Pure Talk, when you pick up that phone and you dial #250 and you say Jesse Kelly, you're going to be blown away that on the other end of that line, you're talking to an American who speaks English. Because Pure Talk doesn't just talk about patriotism. Oh, we love America. They actually believe in it. Their CEO fought for this country in Vietnam, and he came back. He now runs a company that hires Americans. And you'll save on your mobile plan. You don't need Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So I believe I'm a slave owner or a wannabe slave owner. Hear me out, Chris. I saw this headline. Company is testing a humanoid robot soldiers to go to the front lines of Ukraine. All right, well, I don't have any interest in a humanoid robot soldier. But you know what I had to do today? Wasn't a big deal. Something you do. Something everybody does. I had to take out the trash. It was not the best weather out this morning. I didn't feel like taking out the trash. But I took out the trash. You know what I have to do this weekend? I have to change my air conditioning filters. Again, not the end of the world. I don't want to make myself sound like a bum, but I don't necessarily want to crawl in the attic. I can't stand up straight in my attic. I kind of have to crawl, shimmy my way through the attic to change the air conditioning filters. Just things like this happen throughout the day. The lights. When I walk in a room, I want the lights to just come on. I don't want to have to find the light switch. It's dark. I'm fighting with the door. I don't even know. I think I want a humanoid robot to do these things for me. Now, that in a vacuum is fine, but doesn't that give me a slave owner mentality in a way? Chris, am I crazy on this? What? What? Chris said, I'm just lazy like everyone else. Well, isn't that at the heart of the slave owner mentality? There's a certain element of laziness there. No, you go work the salt mines. No, you wash the dishes. No. I want a humanoid robot that changes the air conditioning filters. You know what? I'll tell you something else. And I'm embarrassed to say it, but I'm just going to bare my soul for you right here. I want one that washes my car. I don't like washing the car. I don't, what, Chris? What? I know that, no, listen, I know they have drive-through car washes. I'm talking about on the inside of the car. I go through the drive-through car wash. I'm well aware of that. But then what do you have to do? I have two sons. They are disgusting beasts. The second they get in anywhere, there's trash. They're dropping food out of their mouths at all times. So you have to leave the drive-through car wash and you have to pull over to the vacuum thing and you're bent over and your back hurts and you're having to vacuum out everything. And if you really want to be thorough about it, you have to wipe down the interior of it. And I don't want to have to wash my freaking car anymore. What, Chris? What? I can pay a guy to do that? Do you have any idea what they probably charge for that kind of thing, Chris? I'm not paying a guy to wash my car, okay? Chris, how much do you charge? Look, for 15 bucks, can you, what? Not 15 bucks, how much? 20. I'll give you 20. You do it for 20? What about 19? No, I'm kidding, Chris. All right, but you see my point. I want a slave. And I hate that about myself. I don't want to do the basic things because I'm lazy. And it makes me think that maybe I'm one of those kind of slave owner type of people. And that's me after 4 years of being on a male vitality stack from Chalk with my testosterone levels through the roof. I have all kinds of energy. It's not that I don't have the energy to wash my car or change the air conditioning filters or fix the hose in the backyard or anything else. I have that energy. I just don't want to do any obligations with it. I want to play and have fun. And by the way, thank you to Chalk for the never-ending energy you have given me at the ripe old age of 44, feeling like a million freaking bucks every single day. Best money I've ever spent in my life. And my box got there last night. You see, I have a subscription. Every single month, I don't have to remember, oh, did I order my Chalk? Oh, I forgot to renew it. I'm out. I get a subscription. They send me a new male vitality stack every single month that lasts me the month. Highly recommend it. Plus, Chris, you save money on subscriptions. Go to Chalk.com, Chalk.com. Use the promo code Jesse. Jesse, why don't we just arm the Iranian people? We'll let you finish them off. Give the people of Iran firearms and ammunition. And from what we've experienced, it's the fastest and most proven way for free people to exist. No training necessary. They'll figure it out. Well, you kind of have to be a little careful with such things. Here's what I mean. If you have a society that's not used to firearms ownership, didn't grow up with them, didn't train with them, and that's really society. And then you just start airdropping AK-47s into the society. One, I can't even imagine how many people are going to die because they don't know basic weapons safety. You ever been in one of those Arab countries? One of those Middle Eastern countries, I should say? The people, their weapons handling is a disaster. And they'll go out there and they'll just start firing them in the air like it's an old Western movie. By the way, please don't fire your gun in the air. Bullets come down. I don't know if you know this. They don't travel out to Pluto. They come back down and they will kill people when they come back down. Just a little tidbit from me to you. But setting that aside, if you're dealing with a society that's not used to having firearms like that, and you just start airdropping crates of AK-47s, well, what's going to happen oftentimes is the most violent, murderous guy is going to end up taking over. The guy who's willing to go grab an AK-47 and then turn to the guy next to him and shoot him in the face and take his AK-47 and then shoot the next guy beside him and take his AK-47. And then he hands all the AK-47s to all his friends who go shoot everybody who's in their way. And he ends up murdering his way all the way to the seat of power. And then you find yourself in quite a pickle because you got rid of the last murderous regime and you replaced it with the next murderous regime. This is a bit of a problem, all right? So, look, it's a complicated thing. They're working on it. Let's hope they work it all out so we can get out. All right, we'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
But also it's, as all of you know, necessary to fight climate change. It is now existential that we try to reduce our meat consumption. And so I am proud to say that our campaign has officially become a non-meat campaign.
Nobody's buying that, James. That's just, nobody's buying that. Also, nobody's buying this from Jamie Raskin.
Invoking Tom Paine, who was an undocumented immigrant who came to this land in 1774, 2 years before the revolution, and wrote Common Sense.
The member said, I think his opening sentence was, he said, Thomas Paine was an illegal immigrant. My understanding was Mr. Paine was born in the UK, came to America, then a British colony in 1774. So I was just struggling to figure out how he was.
Say he was an illegal immigrant. I said he was an undocumented immigrant, just like Thomas Jefferson's family was. Most of our ancestors did not arrive here with documents.
Remember that Jamie Raskin is not stupid. You can be tempted to listen to that and say, what, is this guy an idiot? He's not stupid. He's a liar. He's a communist revolutionary who is working very, very hard to properly massage the words in such a way that he can communicate to the American people that every person on the planet should come to America, and he'll make them a welfare queen, and he'll have them voting Democrat. That's a hard sell. He knows that's a hard sell. He knows Thomas Paine wasn't some illegal or undocumented or Thomas Jefferson or any of those things, so don't bother saying, he's stupid, what an idiot! He's not an idiot. He's a liar. He's a communist revolutionary, but I repeat myself. And remember what communist revolutionaries think.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
He's trying to get important things done. He's not sitting around stressing about the truth, right and wrong. Honesty. These concepts never enter the mind of Democrat politicians in this country. I applaud Juliana Stratton. She's running for Senate in the state of Illinois. She's currently the lieutenant governor, by the way. She's a little more honest.
I don't believe that this agency can be reformed. I believe that we have to take a whole look at the immigration system as a whole and make sure it's not focused on criminalizing our immigrant neighbors, but rather helping people have a real path to legal citizenship.
That's being more honest. They just want to hand citizenship out to them to eliminate your vote and guarantee a loyal voting block of hostile foreign barbarians till the end of time so they can destroy the United States of America. Oh, how are we doing on stopping them? Here's a headline. Tuberville, that'd be Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville, he shreds the Senate's, quote, show week on the SAVE Act. Quote, we can't get it passed. We can't get it passed, and it's probably one of the most crucial pieces of legislation that we will face. I want to rewind and remind you that when the Republicans and the GOP Senate were choosing the next majority leader, John Thune had a challenger, Rick Scott. I loudly screamed, I even told the Trump administration, that John Thune was going to be a problem. Be careful, these quote, little things, these unsexy things, have huge consequences down the road. John Thune's going to be a problem. John Thune's going to be a problem. We'll set the SAVE Act aside because Thune doesn't have the votes for that. John Thune won't ram through Donald Trump's judges. John Thune is allowing Democrats to stop Donald Trump's judges from taking the bench. When Joe Biden was president, Republicans stepped aside and allowed him to install communist judges all over the United States of America. Now that Donald Trump is president, John Thune won't do the same. This is a reminder to you of what we talked about earlier in the show. These small political things aren't small. The things that go under people's radar, that local election, that little thing here, that election of a party boss, this boss versus that boss, These things get ignored by almost all of the general population, and they end up being the most critically important things at the most critically important times. And if we don't get involved at the right time and make the right choice in these situations, then we're going to find ourselves looking around, no SAVE Act, no judges, and wondering what went wrong. Well, what went wrong was we ignored the blocking and tackling. We wanted the flashy wide receiver who ran a 4.440. That's probably slow anymore. Who ran a 4.340. He could run like the wind blows and catch everything. And we ignored the left tackle who protects the quarterback's blind side. Jesse, is it 4D chess or stupidity for me to think it might be better long-term if Democrats sweep Congress in the midterms? My logic is that communists can't wait to show they're crazy. Let them show America, and by 2028, the voters will be ready to usher in another Republican administration in Congress. What say you? He says his name is Ken, and says I can read it on the air. I understand what you're thinking, and it's not a stupid thought, not insulting at all. But you need to be very careful getting too cute sometimes. I have a friend of mine. We're not super close. We don't hang out much anymore. But 5 years ago, I'd say we were pretty close. He ended up moving away. It's not like we had a falling out. He ended up moving away. And he had a small business. And it was starting to do pretty well. And small businesses, depending on how they're structured, I won't bore you with details, but small businesses, you know, the taxes, the income is from the business. It just, those worlds can merge, if you will. And my buddy was getting a little too loosey-goosey with the company credit card. Granted, it was his company, but, oh, want to take the wife out to a fancy dinner? Company credit card. Feel like flying to Cancun with your buddies? Company credit card. Company credit card here, company credit card there, to the point where he bought himself and his wife, I kid you not, it's a true story, he bought himself and his wife matching $5,000 bracelets. I think they were gold. I don't know how much gold was in it, but I remember the number. They were each $5,000, and he put it on the company credit card. I know you're going to find this shocking, but after a couple years, the IRS came a-knocking, and my buddy got financially crucified. Because he got a little too cute. In politics, it's an look, the way you described it makes a lot of sense. Hey, let them take the House. Let them take the Senate. They'll go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs because these animals can't seem to control themselves. Then America will see how evil Democrats are, and they'll send us right back to power again. That could easily happen, but that could easily not. You don't want to ever allow a communist with even the tiniest amount of power. You never give these people the tiniest amount of power. You cut them off from it. You freeze them out of it. Can you imagine what these people are going to do the next time they take power?
Invoking Tom Paine, who was an undocumented immigrant who came to this land in 1774, 2 years before the revolution, and wrote... common sense.
A member said, I think his opening sentence was, he said Thomas Paine was an illegal immigrant. My understanding was Mr. Paine was born in the UK, came to America, then a British colony in 1774. So I was just struggling to figure out how he was.
Oh, I didn't say he was an illegal immigrant. I said he was an undocumented immigrant, just like Thomas Jefferson's family was. Most of our ancestors did not arrive here with documents.
These people are going to amnesty every single foreigner in this country as fast as they possibly can if they ever take power again, and that could very well be the end of us. The only hope we have is that they're busy eating meat.
But also it's, as all of you know, necessary to fight climate change. It is now existential that we try to reduce our meat consumption, and so I am proud to say that our campaign has officially become a non-meat campaign.
Doubt. What I don't doubt is Relief Factor. That I know works because I take it myself. Relief Factor works. And whenever I find a natural solution to a problem, that's right up my alley. That's why I bring it to you every single chance I get. I do not like drugs, pills, all this crap. It's terrible for you. Natural solutions. Well, Relief Factor, it was developed by doctors, but it's 100% drug-free. It uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. They support your body's natural response to inflammation. You're in pain because of inflammation. That's why your back hurts, your foot hurts, your hand hurts, your chest hurts. It's inflamed, like James Tallarico. You need to try Relief Factor. It'll build up in your system over time. That pain slowly but surely goes away. Try it for 3 weeks. 3 weeks is $19.95. ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, that is such a shame about New York.
I need people who are high net worth to support the generous social programs that we want to have in our state. Right? Now, there are some patriotic millionaires who stepped up. Okay. Cut me the checks. I mean, just if you want to be supportive, but maybe the first step should be go down to Palm Beach and see who you can bring back home, because our tax base has been eroded. So I philosophically don't have a problem. It is like I have to look at the fact that we are in competition with other states who have less of a tax burden on their corporations and their individuals. And I would say remote work changed everything.
That's such a shame. Did your horrible policies, did they tax people out of your state? Regulate people out of your state? I have more friends than I can count. They got out of New York. Can't afford it anymore. Can't afford to live. Hey, Chip God, I just bought a bag of Blazin' Buffalo and Ranch Doritos at the Dollar General. My question is, why do chip companies still make the original flavor chip? My wife will buy the combo boxes with assorted flavors. My savage kids will eat all the good ones. And I'm stuck with the original Sun Chips. That sucks. I'm at my wit's end. Okay. First, speaking of kids, the other morning, Ob is one of these early riser types. Oh, I know, Chris. It's just the worst. She goes to bed at like 9 o'clock, and then at 5:30, she's up working out, now all this other healthy stuff. And she generally makes the kids breakfast or something like that. She's just always up doing stuff. It's awful. Well, she didn't sleep the other night, and she slept in. I was up. Anyway, I do get up on occasion. So I was already up. Now, Ob was asleep. I was up with the boys. We were hanging out, having some laughs. And I thought, maybe a little McDonald's breakfast wouldn't hurt. That's generally not something Ob is going to go for. She'll bring up the preservatives and see all that other stuff. But Ob was asleep. So James is in his room showering. I throw Luke in the car, drive down to McDonald's real quick. I don't know what James wants, but I know he used to get the egg McMuffins, the ones with ham on them. I'm a sausage McMuffin guy and a McDonald's sausage burrito. I generally get both and kind of see what hits right that day. I get myself a sausage McMuffin, James an egg McMuffin, the one with ham. Ham's so gross. Bring it back to the house, throw the bag on the counter. James says, "Oh, sweet McDonald's. Thanks, Dad." Reaches his filthy fingers in the bag, and what does he grab? My sausage McMuffin. And now I'm panicking. Because I want to be a good father. But I pull out the egg McMuffin and I do one of these. "Oh, hey, buddy. I thought you liked these egg McMuffins more. Remember the ones with ham? You like these more, right?" "No, I like the sausage ones. I'm going to stick with this." Oh, I know, Chris. It was freaking crushing. What? What? Chris said, "I'm the dad. I went out there. That's my McMuffin." I would normally agree. I, however, did not ask him before I left what he wanted. And I had this guilty feeling because Luke came along. And of course, what did Luke get? Crafty devil that he is. Luke got the McGriddles, that one with that has basically it's a syrup soaked pancake as the bun. It's like egg and stuff. Oh yeah, Chris, they're pretty good. Might be kosher too. You're going to have to forget the meat in there because it's going to be all pork, buddy. But anyway, Luke got the McGriddles. So Luke's sitting there with the McGriddles. James has nothing. I felt bad. Plus, I had a sausage burrito. Anyway, it sucked. Back to the question, which was an important question. Why do they make the original flavor? When I married my wife, I found it a little shocking. What did I find shocking? How much food was just not a big priority for her. She never planned ahead for it, for what she was going to eat next. And when she did eat, it was just very standard fare stuff. Give me just mashed potatoes and green beans and a piece of chicken, maybe with a little salt on it. And for me, you know, can I have the Cajun chicken thing? Can we get some kind of something delicious? And that's not how she is at all. My point is there are people out there. Now, she's better now because she's been married to me for almost 20 years. There are people out there who are just plain Jane people when it comes to foods. I have a buddy. If I go to the store to get some chips or something, I'm going to get something with some crazy flavor, right? Whatever. She wants pretzels. Just pretzels. Nothing special. There are people like that all over our society, and it's important to remember that their vote counts as much as yours.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Man accused of setting fires to kill spiders and then fleeing as the blaze spread to the neighbors in the Poconos. There's something inherently feminine about setting fire to a spider instead of just stepping on it. Unless it's outside, then that's actually really cool. Caught on camera, Democrat-linked petition scammers bribed the homeless with $5 to forge signatures. Remember, the entire Democrat Party disappears without fraud, foreigners, and of course, cheating in elections. Trump may seek earlier Iran exit than Netanyahu. Yeah, well, I would assume so. Ship fuel prices soaring in the war, the industry warns. This is why Trump keeps talking about getting out, keeps bringing up the stock market, because might not be good for anybody's wallet if things continue. All right, tomorrow we shall return on a Thursday. We'll do it again. We'll have fun, all right? That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
About something about a comedic tone.
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.